Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Bella from Portugal. Please like and subscribe to SDA. This hotel has always been my playground, since mom worked here as one of the maids. But whenever she caught me watching the guests, she would pull me by the ear.
Bella, how many times must I tell you that the guests do not like spies?
But mom, what else do you expect me to do while you're cleaning?
Why is your daughter here again?
I thought I told you this is a place of work and important people. I'm important too, miss. I'm going to be a rich person one day, owning my own designer label.
Well, in this place, you are trouble.
Please make other arrangements for your daughter next time.
Mom's manager was a big meanie. She was horrible to everyone. And despite her demands, Mom had no choice but to have me at work after school hours. We couldn't afford a nanny or aftercare. I enjoyed being at the hotel, since I loved watching all the fancy rich people that came from all over the world. Call me weird, but I enjoyed stalking the rich people and just watching how they sipped their tea, dressed in their fancy gowns, powdered their faces, and how they enjoy the best of life at the massage spa. I had this dream of being a brand like Gucci or Louis Vuitton. I believed I was a good stylist, but Mom kept telling me to focus on my books and to stop dreaming.
The only thing you should be doing is learning hard and then working hard. That's the only way money is earned, not by dreams.
And why does Oprah always tell us to dream big, huh?
By the time I was 10, I started walking and talking like a rich, classy person, and Mom would get so annoyed.
Mother, darling, could I kindly have a cup of tea?
Oh, good grief, not this again. Bella, we are poor, and we are never going to be one of them.
Mom always knew how to burst my bubble with her negative mindset, but I never let that stop me. Once, when I was 15, I sneaked into one of the first class rooms while there was a big event going on at the reception area. When I saw a beautiful yellow gown, just like the princess from Beauty and the Beast, I quickly tried it on since no one was around and was amazed at my reflection. Until this boy appeared behind me.
You look beautiful.
I'm sorry. I was going to put it back.
Till we meet again. Beauty.
I was stunned out of my mind, because firstly, the guy was drop-dead gorgeous, and secondly, when he touched my face, I felt goosebumps until he disappeared. Like he was some kind of criminal. So mysterious. I ran to the balcony to look for him, and just then, my mom entered.
Bella, I've been looking for you everywhere. And where did you get that dress?
Relax, Mom. I'm going to put it back.
Bella, you know I could get into a lot of trouble for this. What were you thinking?
I was just imagining myself being rich. There's nothing wrong with having dreams.
Well, those imaginations are going to get us into trouble. Now hurry, I hear someone coming.
As Mom tried getting me out of the dress, the lady who stayed in the room entered, and she did not look happy.
What on coconuts is going on in my room? And why are you wearing my daughter's dress? I'm so sorry, ma'am. I can explain. How long have you been in my room going through my stuff? I hope you didn't go into my jewelry chest.
I felt so bad looking at the fear in Mom's eyes, and we would never steal from anyone. But then the woman looked at us more horrified after she searched her drawer.
The necklace! It's gone! What did you do with the necklace?
We never touched your jewelry chest, ma'am. please check again. I'm sure you'll find it.
Do you have any idea how much that necklace is worth? It's worth more than your pathetic life. It has a diamond worth $1 billion. I'm calling the guards.
After a few seconds, the guards came rushing in, and Mom and I were taken to the police station. I was so confused. And then I remembered that boy. He disappeared like he was a ghost. He could be the thief. Mom and I were taken in to be questioned, and the investigating officer kept twisting my words around.
So, you went into the room to check if the coast is clear?
No, I didn't say that. I usually loiter around the hotel, and I found the door open and entered the room. When I saw a pretty dress, I got fascinated.
So, you tried on a dress that was not yours, and I'm sure you even looked for a necklace to go with the dress?
No, a boy came into the room and then just disappeared.
So, you and your mom had someone steal the necklace for you?
No matter how honestly I answered the officer, he still made it seem like Mom and I were the criminals. Weeks went by with the police investigating the stolen necklace, and then the final result was Mom getting arrested, and I was so devastated.
This is all my fault. I'm so sorry, Mom.
You will have to stay with your uncle for a while.
I'm going to get you out of here. I'll find the real thief who stole that necklace. 2 years passed, and Mom was still behind bars, and I just withdrew myself from everyone. I lived with my uncle, who was a very rich and lonely man. He was actually very nice to me. I don't know why Mom distanced herself from him all through my childhood years.
Bella, I have opened a savings account for you. This will be for your studies after school, as well as anything else you need as a young lady.
Thank you so much, Uncle Todd. I promise I won't ever let you down.
You're a good young lady, Bella.
Uncle Todd, how come you never married anyone?
I got carried away with business, so I kind of forgot about family. But I have you now.
I grew fond of my uncle, but even though he gave me everything, I couldn't stop thinking about my poor mom in a cold jail cell. And then something happened one day while I took a walk in the huge garden. I saw my uncle giving a boy a thick roll of cash. When I stepped closer, my jaw dropped.
You! I remember you!
Sorry. I don't recall you.
Oh, please. You're the thief who stole the necklace from the hotel 2 years ago, and now my mom is in prison because of you.
Is she on some kind of medication?
Bella, darling, I think you got the wrong guy. Zane here is my driver, and he also runs a few errands for me.
Well, he's also a thief.
I was so mad at my uncle for not believing me. And the next day, when I waited for the driver to take me to school, I was even more frantic when the driver was Zane.
What happened to the other driver?
He was sick, so your uncle called me. Shall we leave?
Yes, you can stop by the police station. I need to report you.
Listen, Bella, I know you saw me that night, but I did not steal that necklace. I was there on another mission.
Please, save it! You disappeared like a criminal, and now I want you behind bars! Drive me to the police station now!
Zane surprised me when he actually listened to me and parked outside the police station.
Shall we go in?
Yes, but why did you take that necklace?
I didn't take the necklace. That night when I saw you in that room, I was there to find out about a client your uncle does business with. He sent me as a spy to find out if the client was trustworthy.
But if you didn't take the necklace, then who did? My mom is in prison for no reason.
I became really emotional thinking about my mom and decided to...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Walk to school.
Bella, wait!
You can leave. I'll tell my uncle you dropped me off at school.
No, please, let me help you.
The only way anyone can help me is if they find the real thief and my mom gets set free.
I know, and I think I know who that thief is.
Instead of going to school, I asked Zane if we could sit down somewhere, and he'd tell me everything he knows, so we went to a small coffee shop.
How come you're not in school?
I study online, and I work for your uncle since my dad, who is my only parent, is too ill to work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I also come from a struggle. My mom worked really hard to support me.
I used to have this crazy fantasy of being a rich lady in fancy clothes.
I don't think that's a fantasy. I think that's a great goal to have. I want to have my own accounting firm one day, like your uncle.
You work really hard. I believe you'll make it.
That night, before I saw you in that room, another taller woman in a suit stepped out of the room. She had a manager badge tagged on her coat.
Oh my gosh, it was the hotel manager! I always knew she was a devious witch. How can I get proof it was her?
The corridor's cameras should have picked up something, unless she tampered with it. There's a gala happening there tonight. We could go and pretend like we are one of the guests. Are you up for that?
I've been waiting my whole life to be one of those rich guests.
I used the card my uncle gave me for the first time and bought a glamorous dress for the event, and it was the perfect fit. When Zane picked me up, he was speechless. And so was I, because he looked absolutely dripping hot in his suit.
Wow, you went all out. You look very nice.
Thank you. You look nice too.
Once Zane and I arrived at the hotel, I felt like I was actually living my childhood dream, walking in like an elegant lady with my head held high.
Okay, so I need you to distract the manager while I find a way into the hotel camera rooms. Are you sure you can do this?
I was born to do this. Oh my gosh, my dress! My half a million dress! It's ruined!
I'm so sorry, dear. Is there anything I can do?
The diamonds on my dress are perishing away! Oh, what a disaster!
Please, tell me what I can do.
I need a dry cleaner. Go fetch me a dry cleaner.
Okay, wait right here. We need to solve this now.
After my performance, Zane and I managed to sneak past security and get through to the office section of the hotel.
The manager's office is around the corner. Do you think we'll find something in there?
I think we should try speaking to the security in the camera rooms.
That would get us into trouble.
Yeah, but I have a plan. Wait here.
Zane took quite some time getting inside the bathroom, and I started getting nervous. As I paced up and down, a security guard appeared and touched my shoulder, and I freaked out.
Oh, hi.
You should have seen your face.
Zane, you almost gave me a heart attack. How did you get the uniform?
I bargained with the real security guard. Now come, we don't have much time.
Zane entered the camera room, and I followed behind him. The security guard woke up from his nap.
Huh? Do you work here? Yes, I'm the new guy. The manager sent me with this very important guest. She needs some information.
Zane was such a sleek talker. The security guard believed him, and I asked if they had videos dated 2 years back, the exact date when the necklace was stolen.
Follow me. I'll take you to the file room, where all the old videos are kept.
I couldn't believe that we actually convinced this security guard. After he left us in the room, Zane and I wasted no time.
Okay, you look at that shelf and I'll look here.
Time was going by so fast as we searched and searched for a tape of that night. I almost gave up, until Zane said,
Bingo! I think I got it.
Oh, I hope it's the one. I think we should forward a bit. Yeah, stop!
I couldn't believe what I saw. The ex-wicked hotel manager was so brave that she didn't even care about the cameras. How did she get away with this?
I hear voices outside the door. Zane, how exactly did you bargain with that security guard in the bathroom?
I kinda knocked him out. I'm sure he's up now.
That means we need to run. Like, now!
Zane and I ran like two leopards on fire. There was no way anyone could catch us. I asked Zane to drive me to the police station, found the detective who was in charge of the case, and showed him the video. Mom was finally set free.
Thank you so much, Bella, for not giving up on me.
Ever since you were locked away, I blamed myself. If only I didn't go into that room.
It's all over now. I hope they find that wicked hotel manager.
Me too.
This calls for a celebration. We should throw a party.
No, we don't need all that. Bella and I will be leaving soon.
We are?
Yes. I'm back now and I can take care of you.
Mom made no sense at all. My uncle, who was her brother, was stinking rich, and she always pushed him away or never spoke about him until she went to prison.
Mom, I really like it here. Uncle Todd has been really kind to me.
I know, just wait until you make a mistake. He won't be so kind after that.
That's all in the past. I'm sorry for not helping you when you needed me.
Mom ignored Uncle Todd and walked away. I had to speak some sense into her.
Mom, we are not going anywhere. I have a better future here with Uncle Todd. Please don't take that away.
I was pregnant with you, and your father just ran away. When I came to my brother, he judged me and told me I was a disgrace.
But he regrets it now. Please forgive him.
Mom eventually got over her pride and gave Uncle Todd a second chance. And he threw us the biggest party.
Hey, Why aren't you out there dancing?
I've always liked watching people.
Strange.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Could I dance with you?
Maybe we should take a walk. It was a beautiful night, and walking next to Zane made me feel so many things. He was so handsome, but I wasn't sure if he felt the same way. So, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I've always focused on working hard, so never really had the time. And do you have a boyfriend?
No, I was so focused on getting my mom out of jail that I almost forgot about myself. Then Zane stopped and turned to look at me, and his eyes just made me want to melt in his arms.
Then I think it's time you start focusing on you.
I'm speechless right now, but yes, I think it's time to work on our futures. Zane and I started dating, and when I completed high school, I had the best family support and boyfriend support to finally be a name brand. I became a successful fashionista. But despite all the money I made, there was only one thing that made me truly happy. Love.